Tonight I want to deal with, go back to the 139th Psalm and the 14th verse. We're going to read further tonight because how you were made, the substance of your body, how you were fashioned by God is so important. Some people think just exercise and nutrition going to keep you healthy and stay long, but no, there's a mindset involved here that I don't think the church understood enough to train people properly to actualize what God said in their bodies. And so I want to deal with a few things. I want you to write this in your note, the secret of developing a prosperous soul. The secrets of developing a prosperous soul. I didn't say a prosperous spirit now. I said soul, which consists of your emotion, your intellect dash reason, your memory, your imagination, or your mind, all up in there, all right? So the secret of developing a proper soul has something to do with your health. Because we're going to read in this first verse reading in Psalm 139:14, notice the last part of that verse, what it says. And that my soul knoweth right well. Yes, sir. I just got a glimpse from God about something. I never saw it. If your soul not well, your body not going to be well.
That's right.
Yes, write that down. Yes, if your soul not well, your body can't remain well.
Yeah.
And you know, we got 3 John to prove that.
Yes,
beloved, I worship of all things, you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper, even as your soul is well.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, this anointing you have to have. Here's anointing. Here I begin reading at Psalm 139. Verse 14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully, see, underline that, and wonderfully made.
Yes, sir.
Then he used the word marvelous.
Yes, sir.
Fearfully, wonderfully, marvelously. I mean, these are some words that want to catch our attention. I am. Then God, I am there too. I am fearfully and wonderfully made, marvelous are thy works. So now we know that our body is part of God's work.
Yes, sir.
God never have done anything.
Yes, sir.
So he made this body to repair itself.
Yes, sir.
This body is always in perpetual renewal,
yes,
perpetual repairing,
yes, sir,
and perpetual reconstruction. All the time, every day, all through the day, every hour, every moment. Right now,
yeah,
your cells, as I told you, I heard this term, your cells are like doctors,
yeah,
and nurses working on the inside of you, getting something out and putting something else in, getting something out. But when your soul know how to cooperate,
yes, sir,
when you're thinking,
yes, sir,
know how to cooperate, when your mouth,
right, yes, sir,
know how to cooperate, it will cause things to be in place like God wanted to be. Okay? So you can't, you read, and reading this 14th verse, I will praise thee for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Is God lying or what? He just give us a whole body, just says take anything that come up? No. Marvelous that I works, that my soul knows right well. Now you underline that my soul knows right well, because I'm going to tell you some things, some secrets of how to develop a healthy soul. And if you have a healthy, well soul, you're going to have a healthy, well body.
Yes, sir.
Constantly perpetual renewal means that you can be youthful, youthful, all your life.
Yes,
you never have to grow old. You never have to be dragged around like you can't make it,
yes,
all your life, okay?
Yes,
now, notice the 15th verse. My substance. Now, it's another word, my substance.
Yes,
he's talking about what the material that I'm made out of. we are made out of special material.
Yes,
my substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret.
Yeah.
You see that?
Yes,
wow. And curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth.
Yeah.
He said, you go on again, verse 16. Thine eyes did see my substance, how I was made.
Yes,
see, if you look that up, that substance is talking about how you were made. You were. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Man, listen to this. You were specially made. Not to get old, but live long. Everything still functioning. See, it's the old adage or the old mindset that the world for a long time taught the church. Now the church taking our place back, the church coming back. No, you're not going to tell me who I am. I'm going to tell you who you are. You a sinner, you need to be saved. I'm saved, and I see in God's word how God made me. You see, by tradition and religion, the church was taught by the world. I never heard that before. And so we took up on their habit, start thinking like they think, and getting old and falling apart like they fall apart, and we have not looked into God's word to see how we really made and how God supernaturally made our body to repair itself. You hearing me? To repair itself. But if my soul, if my thinking think against that, and my thinking go with the status quo, I'm going to be just like everybody else. See? Your mind has to be made up that I'm going to live long and strong. Because that's the way God designed me to live. Listen, I think this is a key here. I think this is a key. We need to understand this. I think if what I'm receiving from God now is we have been worldly minded in concern of our health. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Wow. We scientifically look at it, but we don't look at it spiritually. Yes, sir. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
When we got biblical proof, he brought them out. There was not one, we're talking about 3 million people. You think that's an accident? There was not one. Why did he put it in there for us to read it? There was not one sick person among them. You know, we got 73 members and 70 sick. That's not right, children. All right. Notice he said in the 16th verse, he said it again. Thine eyes did see my substance. That word substance, underline that word substance. Substance is what you made out of here. Yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members was written, which in continual was fashioned. That's the word now, fashion it. Fashion it, when as yet there were none of them. Let me see how I'm supposed to read. Oh yeah, verse 17. How precious also are thy thoughts unto me, O God. How great is the sum of them. So for him to say that, the verses preceding this must be trying to tell us something special.
Yes, sir.
Come on, class, you see that? I mean, why would he just jump up and say, how precious also thy thought unto me, O God, how great is the sum of them. What are he talking about? He's talking about how we was fashioned, the substance we were made out of. We're fearfully and wonderfully made with perpetual renewal, perpetual repair, perpetual reconstruction going on in our organs all the time. You remember I said medication can't take the place of meditation.
Yes, sir.
You can use it, but don't abuse it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Don't make it a lifestyle. Fight. Get up and say, I'm well, I'm whole. Perfection is my body being perfected right now. Verse 18 says, if I should count them, what are you talking about counting now? If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. Talk about his blessing. When I awake, I'm still with thee. Just that little session that he's pointing out something. Now, in reading that, because of a certain amount of, I'm going to have to use the word, okay, of ignorance. You know, you see, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because of a certain amount of ignorance, we're doing a lot of praying, and that's well within itself. But if your prayer never comes to some understanding, of what you're really praying about. You have to know what's the odds against you or what the favor is with you. And by knowing this, that our body were made by God, fashioned by God, the substance of our bodies, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And if our soul knows it's right well, you see what I'm saying? We won't get all emotional when something attacks us because we know right well that our body is designed to protect itself. Hello? See? The panic come when you don't know. The panic come when you're depending on somebody else who don't know. Who can't take you no further. Because let's face it, I don't want DeKalb's medical world. I pastor people and I got partners all over the world. But doctors dying just like us. In a sense, people, not us, people. In a sense, you know, they die at 50, 60 years old, taking their medicine. Plenty of them died, you know. Matter of fact, you know, I don't remember meeting no elderly doctor up in age. I know they got some, you know. But my point is not to decast the doctor. My point is to decast your ignorance about who you really are as a child of God. He provided. God had provided. Say, God had provided for everything. Get that in your mind. God had provided everything. God didn't give us the body and chalk us out and say, make it the best way you can. He made that body so it can replenish itself. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Say it. And I want you to keep that in mind when if your body is attacked and things start like going the other way, don't panic. Don't push the panic button. Push the power button. What I say? Yeah. See, you got power, and you got power to deliverance power on the inside of you. And you say, Lord, the apostle, I'm pushing this button. And just that, just go out, raise your hand up, push it. You see what I'm saying? And stand your ground. Stand your ground. So, and it's so wonderful. The Lord show you so many things and show you where you're losing at. Where people are losing their health, where people are losing their life, where people are losing their agility to get around and still be functioning at any time in their life, is because they're suffering from not a persecuted body. You're suffering from a persecuted soul. Because if your soul is not educated properly, it does not know how to defend itself. That's a masterpiece there, boy. I wish y'all heard that. I wish y'all heard that. See, you're not suffering. Your body itself cannot per se defend itself unless the soul is educated. Because, I mean, if you got a pain in your right leg and you're going to take every statement everybody say about it, you really going to have something. You're going to have Arthur Rodgers and John Rodgers and Napoleon Rodgers and everybody else Rodgers. Because you're not able to stand because your body physically alone, I'm hearing you, Lord, cannot protect itself. Your soul. See, when he said 3 John, right 3 John now, beloved, worship of all, then you're prospering, being held even as your soul prospers. So if your soul not prospering, if your soul not healthy, consciousness, if your soul not health conscious, I mean your thinking, your imagination, see, those things, your intellect, your reasoning, if they are not educated to be conscious of the fact that God made this body to renew itself until I get ready to go home. If I just get you to think like that. So Psalm 143, and I want to get further in this tonight, but Psalm 143 is so important. I marked it in my Bible. And I wrote this for your notes. If you sick and can't get well, I'm going to say it this way, it's not in my notes, but if you sick and can't get well, it means that your soul has been persecuted and deceived. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Not your body. Yes, sir. See, your soul, your thinking, yes, sir. Your intellect, your reasoning has been polluted, persecuted, because you don't know, you have to know what you're packing. You have to know that. If you don't, you have to know how it made. It has, your body really have no respect for sickness and disease. Why? Because your body got a perpetual renewing factor going on at all times. When your soul and your body come into agreement about what God has done and what God has said, you're free. You're free, see, because more time is that mind, they're thinking. See, they're thinking, shooting them thoughts at you all the time. Right, pull down them strongholds, cast down the imagination, every high thing, exalt yourself against the knowledge of God, and bring every thought into obedience to Christ. When you say obedience to Christ, you know what you run into? You run into an anointing.
Yes, sir.
That same anointing that is Acts 10:38. See, God did not only anoint Jesus with the Holy Ghost. Look at Acts 10:38.
Yes,
he didn't only anoint Jesus with the Holy Ghost. You could have the Holy Ghost and have no power.
Yes, sir. That's right.
How God anointed Jesus now with the Holy Ghost and power, who went about doing good and healing all who was oppressed of the devil. So the oppressiveness of the devil in the mind is in the soul.
Yes,
therefore, he pushed that oppression down into your body.
Yes,
as sickness and disease.
Wow.
Are you following me?
Yes.
So you get that mind clear, get that oppression out your soul. The oppressiveness in your body have to leave.
Yeah, yeah.
Right and wrong thinking.
Yes, sir.
About your body, about your health.
Yes, sir.
About what you're supposed to have now. Because you're 55 or 60 years old. What do I supposed to have?
Yeah.
You can go to the world habit of thinking old and think I'm supposed to have something now and accept it and agree with it. And it's going to get worse and worse. But if you resist it in the name of Jesus, because you know better, because the word have taught you better.
Yes, sir.
And now you have a trans soul.
Yes, sir.
See. So I must stop you from having a persecuted and diseased soul.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And let's look at this. You read this whole psalm sometime. Turn to Psalm 143. You read the whole psalm sometime. I have some places I have marked out for you to give you some tracking, brother, how you can track your soul. And track the condition of your soul. And you know, wealth's in there too, you know. But Lord, worship all your problem being held even as your soul brought. Physical healing, wealth, and salvation is in that void.
Yes, sir.
But we're working on our health, right?
Yes, sir.
Live long and strong.
Yes, sir.
With nothing wrong.
Yes, sir.
Drive it out.
Yes.
Tell it, say it, drive it out.
Drive it out.
Yeah, take your faith. Mix it with faith. Mix this word with faith. I'm fearfully and wonderfully. Mix that with faith. Say,
nobody,
you're going the wrong way. Be strong. Mm-hmm. You see it? See it? Now, we've been deceived. I'm telling you, we've been deceived. The church had been deceived. Been deceived and persecuted with a whole lot of sickness and diseases that shouldn't be able to touch us. Now, there'll be it's just like God said in his word, there's no temptation that's not common to man.
Uh-huh.
See? But along with the temptation, he'll give you the means to escape.
Yes,
that's the same way with sickness.
Yes,
see, sickness is a temptation.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, sir.
Wow.
And you have to accept it
for
it to manifest.
Yes, sir.
If you resist it,
yeah.
God said he'd give you a means to escape. What is that?
2
Corinthians, that's 1 Corinthians 10, 13, or 13, 10? Huh? 13, 1 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians 10, 13. The Lord, the Holy Spirit just said, the Holy Spirit said there's a comparison there. There's no temptation than the common man. See? But along with the temptation, he said what? 1 Corinthians 10, 13. Put it on the board so I can look at it. Somebody back there? There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. Same way with sickness. Common sickness. And Tim Morrow, if he watching, Tim said use some common sense.
Yeah.
But we like to use medicine.
Yeah.
more than we use our common sense. He says, why can't this be? Why can't this be? Temptation. Why can't it be the same way with sickness? But God is faithful. Why can't God be just as faithful? You know, temptation worse than sickness. If you're always tempted to commit adultery and you're married, that's worse than sickness. But there's a cure for both of them. God is faithful and who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make, same way with sickness, make a way to escape that you be able to bear it. Here in this psalm, watch this. Don't miss this. Look at the third verse. I mean Psalm 143. This is actually a psalm for, is a prayer for deliverance and guardians. And boy, do we need deliverance and guardians about our health. Yes. Amen? Yes. We need deliverance because this world, these people are sick, boy. I mean, everybody you look at won't be sick. They want to be sick. They're not sick, but I want to be sick. You got any sickness I can get? Notice in the third verse, for the enemy has what?
Persecuted
my soul. Underline that. He has smitten my life down to the ground. Dirty rascal. You see that? He has made me to dwell in darkness as those that have been long dead. Otherwise, people are so sick, they're just like they're dead. But you notice who did it. For the enemy, where he started at? He persecuted my soul. He persecuted my mind. He persecuted my imagination. You see, he got me thinking like he thinks about me. He's against me, so he got me saying crazy stuff. Now my mind messed up. Now my mouth going to say the crazy stuff. See, I'm thinking it and saying it now. For the enemy have persecuted my soul. He has, look what he did, smitten my life down to the ground. He had made me to dwell in darkness. Down to the ground, dwelling in darkness. That means that Satan and sin is ruling. And God said he had delivered us from the power, sickness in there. God said he had delivered us in the book of Colossians from the power of darkness. He delivered us from that. And translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. In other words, when you translate in the kingdom, that understanding, that insight, that wisdom come to you, and you know your rights. And you know your rights. You have to know your rights. Look at the fourth verse. Now, if your soul is not functioning properly, it offsets your spirit. Your spirit got the power. But God set it up that way. Your soul, look, therefore, because his soul persecuted, now he said in the fourth verse, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is ruined. Desolate, I mean ruined. I can't do nothing. The capabilities are there, but it's not functioning.
Yes, sir.
Go to the sixth verse. Underline these things. I stretch forth my hand unto thee, my soul thirst after thee. As a thirsty land. Salah me and Paul. But here he's saying his soul thirst. What is soul? Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst after righteousness. His soul want to put his body in connection with his spirit. That the miracle can come. The sign and the wonder can manifest itself in your body. But you have to think like God thinks. God said, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. But I've given you my word that you can think my thoughts. We're going to look at it in a few minutes. See, the soul, the secret of developing a prosperous soul. My soul knows it's right well. You see them two things?
Yes.
Psalm 139, 14, my soul knows it right well. We're talking about the secret of developing a prosperous soul, because when you do, you got it.
Yes,
all right, now, notice what he says in verse 7. Wow. Hear me speak to the Lord. My spirit faileth. Hide not thy face from me, lest I'll be like them that go down into the pit. My spirit faileth. What are you talking about? Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Second Peter said his divine power. We got divine power. We got his divine nature. So how can my spirit fail? My soul is out of order. My soul is not taking the instruction that heaven is sending through me. I tell my soul to do something, it's arguing back out of its ignorance. What it heard somebody in the world say, or some doctor say, or some scientist say, this is spiritual, this is supernatural, this is my hand reaching out. But my soul rejecting it. My soul going by its emotion, going by its feeling, going by what it sees. Therefore, I did not mix my healing with faith. I did not mix my health with faith. And the word preached them didn't profit nothing because they did not mix it with faith. Everything, children of God, we got to mix it with faith. What God said, we mix it with faith. And your faith will help you train your soul. Because every time we're sick and can't get well, we're saying God failed and what God did to us failed. Our spirit failed. But what it is a blockage. An untrained soul will intercept your help and deny. A trained soul, as I'm training you now, see, you're going to be able, as I'm training you now, Dot, as I'm training you now, your soul will be able to say, yes, Spirit, you're right. Why? You're going to have a renewed mind. And a renewed mind know what the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God is. It is God's will that his people be healthy and stay healthy all the days of their life. We're way behind on this. Way behind. So that's why some of us attack sometimes, because we're way behind. We're not filled with this wisdom, filled with this manifold understanding that Satan don't supposed to be in this system, don't supposed to be overriding us in no way. We're supposed to be walking strong and tall in our faith, being led by the Spirit, recognizing who we are and how God so fearfully and wonderfully made us. I'm fashioned to live healthy. I'm fashioned to live long. We know we go with fashion, you know. New fashion come along. When you listen to something like, you listen to this over and over again, something like this, it'll make you angry. And you need to get angry sometimes. I'm not taking this no more. I don't have, seeing you got the name of Jesus. Boy, you got the blood. You got magnified grace. Manifold wisdom. Magnificent. The Bible talks about magnificent mercy. Oh, why give us all that? Why? See, you're going to turn it around. Yes, whatever been going the wrong way, thus said the Lord, tonight, you're going to turn it around. Amen. See? And see, the word of God is called, I know, Lord, I need to, let me see, wait a minute here, wait. Verse 8, the last part says, for I lift up my soul unto thee. Well, that's going to be the whole thing. Call me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. For indeed, I'm in verse 8. For indeed, I'm in Psalm 143. You with me?
Yes, sir.
For indeed do I trust. Cause me to know. Cause me to know. Oh, children, look. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. And he said, the way I'm going to know that, I'm going to lift my soul up to thee. And when my soul get educated, I know I'm supposed to walk well.
Yes.
Walk healthy. Are you following me? Look what he said, didn't it? He said, cause me to hear thy loving kindness in the morning. All right, cause. That word, call. Underline it both times. For indeed do I trust. How many of y'all trust God?
Yes, sir.
All right, then he said, cause me. Cause me, both times, cause me. Cause me, not my neighbor, cause me. Cause me to know. All right, now, cause me to what?
Know.
All right, where we start at Psalm 39, 14. 139, 14. My soul what?
Know it.
Right well. Know it, say know it.
Know.
See, you got to know. See, when you know that, you know that, you know, that's it. But you got to know. You can't be guessing about this. You can't be calling somebody and say, that what it said?
Yeah.
No. You got to know in your own self what it said.
Right. Yes, sir.
I've been beside too many hospital beds with people who didn't know nothing.
Yeah. Wow.
Lord going to make a way somehow. Lord have made a way. Yeah. You need to have heard the word. And you don't even have enough faith for me to help you. Nobody's faith can do for you like your faith. You need to have some faith yourself. I don't care if the bishop come, the priest come. I don't care if they got 9 gallons of oil. You need to have some faith yourself.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put it back on that voice I had. What voice I had? I was working with something. Verse 8. Cause me to hear thy loving kindness. Now tonight, you need let me hear this, Lord. Shoot, I don't want to be around you. There's no Bible class. Listen, in the morning, for indeed do I trust. How many of y'all trust him? The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, right? Lean not on your own understanding. All right. Cause me to know the way wherein I should walk. For I lift up my soul unto thee. So undoubtedly the instruction will come in my soul. You know why? Your spirit already knows. Blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. See, being healthy is a spiritual blessing. Write it down. Being healthy is a spiritual blessing. Blessed be, it's already done. Jesus bore my sin and my sickness. With his stripe, I'm healed. So if I am healed, I'm healed. See, but you got to appropriate that from your soul, because your soul will shut your healing down.
Yes, sir. That's good.
You're thinking. You're feeling. Your emotion. What somebody else said.
Yeah.
You got to know for yourself. Just like you know you're saved.
Yes, sir.
Now, I have a fight. I tell you, you ain't going to heaven. I know it right now. I know. I'm looking at y'all right now. I said, no, you ain't going to make it. No, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it, Reverend. I'm going to make it. I'm saved. I've accepted you. Well, the same thing the Lord told me when the man had took the money from my house, and I'm sitting on a bucket, I'm getting all depressed, look like. I said, man, I got to get this house built. And the Lord says, what if you was fighting for your life?
Yeah.
I said, well, Lord, I'll fight you, but it's your life.
Yes, sir.
So your health is your life.
Yes.
Fight like you're fighting to live.
Yes.
Are you fighting? Now, scriptures talk over and over again. For your health, I'd say mix it with faith, right? You're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. What makes the faith fight so good?
I win.
See? It doesn't matter if you're operating in faith. It doesn't matter how things look.
Right, yes, sir.
It's what you see.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
You better, y'all think y'all didn't hear that. You're going to need this. It doesn't matter how things look. It's what you see.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
See, you have to know. You have to be able to work on those premises that you're seeing what you don't see. Because you're seeing in the arena of faith and calling what you see natural a lie.
Yes, sir.
Because it's violating the scripture, but you got to know when you're being violated.
Yes, sir.
You got to know when you're being raped. You heard what I'm saying?
Yes,
yeah, when you're sick and can't get well, you're being raped.
Yes,
it's somewhere the enemy holding something on you. You got to keep seeking and keep searching and keep thanking God, because God got the answer, man.
Yes,
how to stop the enemy.
Yes,
praise God.
Praise God.
So one of the grand things, I was sitting there talking to the Lord this afternoon, And the Lord said, you haven't used this voice. They got to have this voice in order to get their soul straight. I said, what? He said, oh, God. Psalm 23. He said, David, then reading this voice at his funeral, I'm trying to stop the funeral with this voice. This voice should have never got to the funeral. We wouldn't have had no funeral. If they'd have read his voice, they probably wouldn't have died at no 45. No, they'll know what to do. They died because they were ignorantly died. Their soul was inactive. Whoa. Their soul was inactive.
Wow.
Psalm 23, verse 3. One of the blessings. If I let him, he restores my soul. And let me go on and keep talking. To have proper connection with my spirit. And relay it to my body that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. I'm supposed to live long and strong, no matter what disease come up, no matter what nobody say. A mosquito bite can't destroy my soul. Wisdom. He says here, I mean, we read it. He restores my soul. He lead it, see? After he restored my soul, he can lead me into the path of my rights. Into the path of my right. I have a right to be well. I don't care what you're dealing with now. You listen to me? See, you go over this, over and over this, and then it get in your inner man, get in your soul. He restores my soul. After my soul is restored properly, all that God said about me, all that God has done for me in Jesus Christ, I could be led into it. But if my soul ignorant, or if my soul contrary, or if my soul walking in darkness, I can't go to it. Even though my spirit got the light. He restores my soul. Lord, restore my soul to my health. He leads me in the path of righteousness. See, my rights for his name's sake. See, his name, God's name is at stake with his children. He said, he sent up with all that power. I remember the boy said about Brother Hagin. Brother Hagin was in his office, and a lady had a demon. And the boy was trying to cast the demon out, and the demon wouldn't come out. The demon just talked back to him. So the boy went down the hall sweating. The boy said, when he passed by Brother Hagin, obviously he sent up in that big old office with all that anointing. God, I was out there fighting this demon. So you have to notice, he leads me in the path of righteousness. He leads me in the path, come on, of my rights.
Yes, sir.
Then for his name's sake, that's what I was talking about, Brother Hagin. God don't want you walking around here sick, talking about, I'm a child of the living God. Hallelujah. Yeah, you go through some things, don't get me wrong. You can be attacked from lack of time, but it doesn't mean you're sick. You're not sick till you throw in the stick and agree with it. You know what I'm saying? Sure, I know our bodies are going to be attacked sometimes, but don't give in. Don't cave in. Don't, same thing I say about prayer. Don't lose heart. Keep on pressing. Amen. I said amen. Are you all seeing this? See, your soul. Now go to Hebrews 4:12. Your soul, see. Your soul have to have an activator. Your soul, write down 1 Thessalonians 5:23 also. There's a sanctification has to be here. There's a cleanliness. There's a holiness. Because if not, you give Satan the right to put sickness on you. So you got to clean up. You got to repent. Ask God to forgive you. And then keep your mouth. Stop gossiping. Stop complaining. Stop talking about other people. That's inviting. Come on, Satan. You tell him, come on in.
Wow.
Come on in. The most tedious job you have, Jam said, boy, tamming that tongue. Jam said, that thing a little thing, but it run a whole ship, man.
Yes, sir.
I was in a little boat, and I was trying to use a little thing, man. I almost run into the mailbox. We're going out here, water in my yard, and water all down the street. I'm in a little boat of mine. Ronald tried to teach me something, but I turned it one way. Then I got the thing in reverse. I'm supposed to be going forward. Then I got it going left. I said, I'm doing good now. And all of a sudden, it go that way. I said, I'm headed to the mailbox. Man, I'm going to tell these people mailbox now. That's the way that tongue is.
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all know your tongue unruly?
Yes, sir.
How many of y'all gonna lie?
Yes, sir.
You gotta watch that tongue, boy. Yes, death and life.
Yeah.
You're condemned.
Yeah.
Or you're justified by your tongue.
Yes, sir.
It's not just what's going in.
It's coming out.
What's coming out.
Yeah.
And this is an easy gossiping world. People are suspicious of everybody and everything,
yeah,
and they just won't talk about it.
Yeah.
And the only thing can tame your tongue is the Word of God.
Yeah.
So let's see how the Word of God functions. For the Word of God is alive and powerful.
Yeah.
In other words, when you speak it, it get results.
Yeah.
Preach, Holy Ghost.
Yes,
when you speak the Word of God right, it's alive, it's powerful, get results. And it's sharper than a two-edged sword. Then it's operating on you, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and spirit. There you go, you operate. And of the joint and the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and intent of the heart. Now, that's saying the Word of God will operate on you. It'll get your soul connected to your spirit and to your body.
Yeah.
Each part will play its part. The only thing that can get my spirit, soul, and body properly connected is rightly dividing the word so the word can rightly divide them. Did you get that, class?
Yes.
See. So your soul is going to be on a runoff if it's not on the operating table.
Yes, sir.
Wow. Yes, sir.
What is the operating table? Meditation. So you not only know the word, but you do it.
Yes, sir.
It's your desire to do, not just know. It's your desire to know and do.
Yes, sir.
You see, your soul knows right well, but that knowing right well is for action.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yes, sir.
See, I'm going to live long and strong. The apostle teaching me.
I
must follow these instructions and be led by the Spirit.
Amen.
Fight the good fight of faith.
Keep these truths.
Mixed with faith.
Don't let my feeling run me.
My emotion run me.
My senses.
Or my intellect.
Or
reasoning.
I must live by these revelations.
Amen. 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 Yeah. Reasoning, get strong, call on revelation. All right, now. So now you see he restores my soul, then he can lead me, and it's for his name's sake. All right, now. Let's see. I'm going to tell you one or two more things. Let's talk about having a satisfied soul is part of your health. Having a sanctified soul. I can't read my own reading. Have a sanctified soul is part of your health. 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Having a sanctified soul. See, and on the way, those two verses, Hebrews 4:12 and 1 Thessalonians 5:23 are masterpiece. They go together. That's the way it's going to happen. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. W-H-O-L-L-Y. That means the whole parts of your being. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Then he tell you the next verse, faithful he that called you who also will do it. The Bible is I read it today. I think it's Philippians 1:13 or 2:13. God is at work in you to do his will of his good pleasure. Your health, your longevity is God's good will. Remember he said in Psalm 23, for his sake?
Yeah.
Yeah. God wants you to live long and strong so he can brag on you.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes,
yeah. He wants you to say, God did it.
God.
And so he can say, I did that.
Uh-huh.
You see, you remember him bragging on Job and Abraham? See, he's looking at Psalm 33:9. Talk about prosperity. But it gives us a glimpse on what God wants. It's honorable to God for you to be healthy.
Thank you.
Yeah, God said, that's my child there.
Yeah.
I took care of her.
Yes.
See? So it's not, you know, we need to get this straight. I think if we get this straight, we won't be no self. We won't be so selfish. It's not just about you. Your health is about the whole kingdom of God.
Yes,
not having a black eye.
Yes.
With your lackadaisiness.
Yes,
failing to find out to do what you need to do.
Yeah.
Just laying out about the Lord going to make a way somehow. The Lord has made a way.
Yes, sir.
See? And you and stop procrastinating. Putting off. You need to start right now. Stand in your ground.
Yes, sir.
Don't care how long you've been dealing with anything, stand your ground. And thank God. Gratitude is a powerful thing. Thank God I know you sent your son. And I know he died for my healing also. I receive it in Jesus' name. Thank gratitude and resist the enemy. I resist you in the name of Jesus. I resist this pain. I resist these numbers. I resist it in the name of Jesus. I wouldn't tell you nothing I don't have to do.
Yes,
I have to do it myself.
Yeah.
I think, as the Apostle Paul said, we have to deal with it more than you all have to deal with it.
Yes,
no. I've had some things that try to come on my body. I mean, just no explanation of it at all. Doctors don't know, didn't know what is this. You know, they're telling me some stuff. They say, I see you didn't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I got back and said, Lord, you got to do something about this.
Because
this stuff ain't working.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm still having the same symptom.
Yeah.
And more than one thing over the years I'm talking about.
Yes,
sir. Finally left.
Yeah.
Somebody like not going to leave.
Yeah.
You got to deal with it. Keep dealing with it.
Yes.
Are y'all listening to me?
Yes,
see, don't become satisfied and adjusted. God, don't be contrary to sickness and disease. No, I'm not your friend. No, you're not going to stay here. No, we're not going to have no talk today. No, 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 no. Then when you go visit your sister go to talking that crazy talk. Just trying to end the conversation. And ease your keys out and get on out of there. Because she bring you back where you were. She love you, but she just don't know. And please God, Uncle Monsi. He really going to mess you up. And we cannot, and I'm telling you right now, I'm going to close, but we cannot be doing this guesswork. We can't be guessing about this. Oh, my. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Go back to Psalm 139.
Yeah.
We can't be guessing. We can't be hitting and missing. We have to what? Know. Job said, I know I'm going through this thing, but I know one thing. I know my Redeemer living.
Yes, that's right.
Same thing when you're going through sickness and disease and things attacking your body, you can declare, I know my Redeemer living. Don't be talking about, I know this is half of a tabernacle dissolved. I have another billet. You're trying to die now. Get these no's straight here. I know my Redeemer living. My soul knows right well that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. My substance, that my body, the material, I was fashioned with special material. On the inside of me, my cells are constantly renewing. Man, I got a revelation of this scientifically, mentally, and spiritually.
Yeah.
I saw that. I said, well, Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God made my body to renew itself.
Yeah.
It's actually perpetually. Right now, every one of y'all sitting in here, every one of y'all listening to me, right now, your body is renewing. Right now, that sick cell is about to be flushed out your body. Right now, right now. And so we have to know. See, why would he say, I will praise thee for I am fearfully and wonderfully made? He knew something. David knew something. See, we got to know it. And then he said, marvelous are thy work. I mean, what is man that God is mindful of him? Huh? We're fearfully and wonderfully made. We're going to have, I know I've been in this business a long time. I know what you're going to do. We're going to check our mind. We're going to pull out that stronghold. Cast down that imagination. Three of them, the high thing. Then the fourth thing is, I got to bring everything into the obedience of Christ. Jesus said, the word said, if you're willing, obedience, you eat the good of the land. Didn't he say that? See, so the contest is already won. It's according to how you handle it. Now, just with this lesson tonight, my hand clean on this deal. I told you. I'm telling you. All right? God has not given us the spirit of fear, power, love, and a sound mind. See, the enemy fear, worry, anxiety. He'll use that against you in your mindset. You start losing in your mind, in your feeling, your emotion. We are not to live by the calendar nor the clock. They are only for the certain segment of our life, but they're not our span.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
A long, Psalm 91:16, satisfied life. If you're going to tell me about a satisfied life, what is a satisfied? I'm moving.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying life.
Yes, sir.
Still mobile.
Yes, sir.
All right?
Yeah.
Lift your hand and thank God for that. I'll close. Let's thank him for a few moments. There's much more, but we'll get to it on another session. Father, we thank you. Love the Lord with your soul. And we're going to talk about anchoring your soul. There's anchors for your soul. Soul need anchor. Whom my soul loveth. Take your soul and magnify the Lord.
Hallelujah.
How to stay well, stay young. And live a long, satisfied life. Come on, say, how to stay well.
How to stay well.
Stay young.
And live a long, satisfied
life. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated.